flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Fair point by the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Neither of us brought this up. You kind of were right around it.
I was all around it.
The Patriots did beat Mahomes in this run.
Yeah.
If you want to
advantage paths.
Cement their later portion of the dynasty, I'd give them that. I'd still say the back-to-back repeat outweighs that for me. The Patriots did not do that in the second chunk of the dynasty. Well, you continue to compare and contrast if you'd like. 617-779-7937. If nothing else, though, it's fair to bring up. Text line also, you're right, is outraged about you saying Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer.
Weird. That is really good.
People say he never did anything without Pete Carroll.
He kind of stinks now, is what they're saying.
That is a legit text, yeah.
Made the playoffs with the Steelers this year, didn't he? Or did they miss
correct.
It? Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They made it. They were in there.
Yeah, I mean, they tried
to just the Fields win to make it.
They tried their hardest to miss the playoffs at the end. They lost like 6 in a row or something like that, but they made it.
He actually was pretty good with Denver last year. They just didn't like his contract.
Yeah, you say Pete Carroll did nothing without him.
You could say that.
Right?
He sunk the Patriots in the 90s.
Yeah, he got fired after 1 year with the Jets.
Yeah.
Stunk in Seattle before he got him. I mean, that's probably the better way to say it.
Yep. How's he going to do with the Raiders?
You're on the clock in Vegas, Pete.
Unless he gets Russell Wilson. There you go.
That's
the play.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah.
What do we have in the 4-pack here today, Billy?
All right, first one. If you could have one Chiefs or Eagles jersey, past or present, who would it be?
So I have one.
You own one?
I own one.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It probably doesn't fit because I had it as a kid, but I should try it on.
Did it make class photo?
No, but a Halloween costume 1 year. It was. I wore it in
the OG Raleigh Fingers?
The Halloween parade. No, it's not Raleigh Fingers. You never played for the Eagles or the Chiefs.
No, the OG. Never mind.
Randall Cunningham.
I thought about Randall Cunningham.
I loved Randall Cunningham as a kid. He was fun to watch. I had the jersey, the whole nine. So I would say that would be my answer. I actually have it, but that would be my answer.
Okay. I'm also going with an Eagle, believe it or not.
I have a Chief, too. Just in case. I could back pocket a Chief for you.
Well, who is it?
Derek Thomas.
Oh, that's a great one.
I usually don't go like linebacker or DN or anything, but like Derek Thomas was incredible.
Yeah. That is, what do you have, like 5 sacks in a game at one point in time?
I think so. He was a menace.
Yeah. I like that. I would well, if we're gonna name a Chief, I wasn't really thinking about this. How about a Priest Holmes jersey?
Good one.
Priest Holmes, nice player.
Priest Holmes won a lot of people, a lot of fantasy leagues.
This is true. Oh, actually, you want to speak of winning?
Jamal Charles.
I got to a championship with Jamal Charles. Didn't win it. Man, it was a massive underachievement.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a gag job? I lost that championship with Jamal Charles. No, the jersey I would like. I love Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook
really?
Was yeah.
Actually, scat back.
That's the first one I said to Billy, Brian Westbrook.
Brian Westbrook.
Westbrook, awesome. Throw it to him. He could run it. I love Brian Westbrook. Small school guy. You should like
Villanova.
That. One-double-A guy.
Yep.
I like Brian Westbrook a lot, so put me down for him.
All right, that's a good one.
Okay, who's your least favorite player to ever play for the Eagles or Chiefs?
This should be easy, Patriots fans. Bernard Pollard.
Oh, yeah.
Bernard Pollard started his career in KC. He wasn't, taking out Brady's knees then. But, yeah, I think that should be.
It's a weird one for me because I would actually take him on the team, but probably Tyreek Hill. Like, I would take him on the Pats, but, what a piece of crap.
He's such an unlikable individual.
Yeah.
I take him on my team.
He's fast.
But he's a very hateable individual. Yeah, that's true. I guess I was thinking on the field, who did I hate? Yeah.
Because I don't hate Mahomes or Kelsey. I think they're becoming more and more unlikable, but that happens when you win more and more. And I've always thought Kelsey with a microphone was like a real eye roll. But no, Tyreek Hill. Trying to think with the Eagles.
Pollard was with Kansas City when he took out Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That was the 2017.
My bad. I thought he had already moved on.
And Gronk.
I think he finished in Baltimore.
No. He played a bunch of different places. He took out Stephen Ridley in a game. So
he was still
in Kansas City when he did.
You heard everybody?
Yeah. Bernard Paul. I couldn't remember where he was when that. I thought he was somewhere else. Yeah. So yeah.
I thought you were going to say Elvis Gerback. I hate that Elvis Gerback.
Joe Montana, Kansas City would be a good jersey.
Yeah, not bad. The 19, right?
Yeah,
19. He's on the cover of NFL Football 94. It was like not Madden. It was like the other game with Madden.
I think he was the original Sports Talk cover when he was with the Chiefs at Sega Genesis.
Got it.
Was that the game where you like couldn't complete passes? You could run like crazy, but it was like impossible to throw. I feel like it was that game.
It's like when Madden put in the passing cone. I was out. I can't throw.
Shove the passing cone.
What else do we have, Billy?
Who would be the best choice for a Super Bowl halftime show?
Probably Green Day with Godzilla.
Oh, that would be great.
Don't you think?
Godzilla cameo?
Yeah. Do you got some?
It can't be a dome. It can't be a dome. It's going to be an outdoor
stadium. He's got to destroy either way.
Well, true.
The game's going to be decided at halftime.
Yeah.
So this is for now, right? This isn't like all time, like pick anybody. This is for right now.
It's so easy.
Who do you got?
Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Snooze.
You put Taylor Swift out there for the halftime show? Asses in the seats.
You think?
Plus, you got the Chiefs aspect to it. You could have her propose to Kelsey right in the middle of it. Taylor Swift. Easy. Piece of cake. And that is nothing.
I would have said Tenacious D, but then Jack Black turned on Kyle Gass.
What?
Yeah, Kyle Gass said something, I think anti-Trump maybe, and then Jack Black was like, we're breaking up for now or whatever. And you're like, dude, is it your buddy or not?
He was just
trying to protect all of his Hollywood stuff.
Oh.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so they kind of were like bickering.
I didn't realize there was a fallout.
Yeah, there was. Oh, big time.
Man.
Yeah, big time there
First
was.
First the Beatles, now this.
Now it's the D?
The D is out.
I think like Rammstein would put on a hell of a show. Those guys go real hard. A lot of pyrotechnics. You don't think Rammstein would be good?
No, they would go hard. I agree. That did not occur to me for a halftime show.
Even AC/DC.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were at Gillette a few years back, and they're loud. Like, they are still really, really loud. Best concert I ever saw was Rob Zombie. I think he could do a good halftime show.
Mm.
Here comes April's own Rob Zombie.
So none of us are saying, like, Lil Wayne or anything New Orleans related for the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Like, is there an element of that?
Oh.
Jazz band?
Oh, yeah, because that'd be sick.
Harry Connick.
Yeah. New Orleans native son, Harry Connick Jr. I was like, what the hell? There's like nobody on the stage, just him.
That'd be amazing.
Billy, you got one that would be good for now?
I'd always wanted to see Metallica play a halftime show.
Have they never?
No, they haven't.
So that really would be a good one.
That probably would be good.
Especially seeing like this past summer when we were at Gillette for training camp, the setup they had was pretty wild.
Are they kind of safe olds now?
Definitely safe olds.
Yeah, they're kind of safe olds. If we had to tear them off,
the people bobbing their heads a little bit for them.
They're kind of safe olds.
They'd be going.
You don't think Taylor Swift would be a massive halftime show?
It would obviously be a massive halftime show. It's actually probably beneath her. She doesn't even need to do that.
I do agree with that. That's why I believe they're really dating. For the people who still don't think they're dating, that's why I think they're really dating. She doesn't need any of this.
Doesn't need any of it.
No.
What's this helping her?
I hope she proposes to Kelsey at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She's like, Travis, can you come out here?
She gets down on one knee.
Kind of busy.
That's the
can
way.
Can you come out here?
Yeah.
They're losing like 30-0. He's like, yeah, sure, I do. No, but I don't know. There's no act that you can have that'll make everybody happy. That's impossible. I was kind of like, okay, because wasn't Kendrick Lamar a part of the Dre Snoop one?
Yeah,
and Eminem.
I was unaware of this or had forgotten it or whatever. But Beyonce was part of a couple of different ones too.
She was Coldplay.
Yeah, that's what it was. And she also did another one where it was her and Destiny's Child.
Bruno Mars might have had two runs.
Yeah,
two separate
so they,
runs.
It's not on. Yeah. It's not unprecedented.
Okay,
but I agree. Like, you got your shot at a halftime show.
Usher wasn't too.
Usher wasn't too. That's true.
Yeah.
So again, that maybe that's even more common than we even realize. But you should get your one shot. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done, son.
You're done,
as a wise man once said. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I agree.
What's left, Bill?
Last one is 6:30. The best time for the Super Bowl to kick off. If not, when?
I think
is that what it is? It's 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 kickoff. They do the pregame starting at like 6 a.m.
Too late.
6:30 is too late for
you. Yeah.
What time do you want it to start?
3.
3?
Yeah. I know the West Coast gets screwed and it'll kill their ratings, but like
I don't care about that. I'm talking about for you.
What time do you want to start the game?
3 o'clock.
3. It ends at 6:30 or 7. I can watch some of the post game and then go to bed. Yeah.
So
right smack in the middle of the day would be great for me. I understand why they don't do it. I'm not saying it's stupid for the rating to do it there.
I think 6:30 is actually great if you have older kids or no kids. When you have little kids like you and I have, 6:30 is weird. Like, the kids are both up, but then they're not going to be up for the whole game.
Yeah,
at least in my house, they're
not
going
to be. You can't put them to bed at 6 or 6:30.
No, it's way too early.
So then what? I'm putting them to bed at halftime.
I don't even know if that's going to be the case. Because what time's halftime? 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Not if Taylor Swift's playing.
That's a good point. You can't put the kids down if Taylor's playing.
No, that's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What? Taylor Swift.
So what's your time?
I'll take 6:30 because I'm being selfish right now because I have young kids. But I think once they get out of this phase and they can stay up later, I like 6:30 because you still have all day and the game's actually over.
You bring up a good point with kids. 3 sounds ideal, but like, right, what am I going to do? Get Lucas out of my hair for 4 hours?
No,
that's not going to happen.
No chance. That's true. I think I'll actually take 6:30. It's going to be a little chaotic in like the first quarter, but then I'll take it. And then the game's still over at 9:30.
Yeah.
So we're so used to like Monday night, Sunday night football. Game's over at like 11:30. You still feel like you're out kind of early.
That has been nice the last couple of Sundays.
And then I can watch the Equalizer or whatever comes on after.
Championship weekend, that has been nice. Like when they had like the three and the 6:30 for those two games.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I think they
did
that in the divisional round on Sunday too. They had the 8 o'clock on Saturday. That has been nicer. It's still too late.
So you say 3, you're still sticking with 3 o'clock?
Well, now that you brought up the kid aspect, I hadn't really thought about that.
So Kathleen
solved that. I don't know. But yeah, but 3, that would be an ideal time for me.
So one of the youngs, Nick, what's your ideal time?
I like 6:30, selfishly because I have to be up for here, so I have time to go through everything.
Good point.
And know what I need.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, I just 6:30.
6:30 is not bad. Bill?
I'm extremely selfish. I want 105 on CBS.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
With Spiro. Just keep it consistent, please.
Spiro,
I like a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sundays.
Like, there's Spiro Dinas and Arch are doing the game. Why are they doing this? I don't know. I watch them every week. They're 1 o'clock on CBS.
Pretty much locked
in London.
It's just one of those things where the game ends and you're like, ugh, I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not your regular game.
You hate going to work, Bill?
No, I love work.
Yeah, what are you saying, Bill?
No, I mean, I love going to work. And it's like, I get it. There's like Sunday night games and Monday night games, but it's just something about the Super Bowl where you're around other people. You need some time to wind down. You need some wind down.
I'm always like, I'm really full.
You said it better, Billy, but that's exactly how I feel. I need a little wind down time after the Super Bowl.
9:30 does feel like 11:30 when the game ends.
Yeah.
And the wind down time didn't exist when the Pats were in it and winning.
Right.
Because you had to stick up. You had to hear what all the talking heads were saying. You had to watch all the highlight
packages.
Yeah.
You're feeling a little tipsy after the Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
No, because you're so full. You're not drunk, but you're kind of like half drunk.
You're not drunk enough.
You kind of brown out, as they say in Always Sunny. No, because like you just eat your stuff in your face the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're like, it is like a weird feeling. Around like 9:30, you're like, now what do I do?
What do you stuff your face with at the Super Bowl? Save that.
Ah!
Put a pin in that. I think that's a bit of a preview for the tears next week.
A long distance teaser.
Yeah, we'll be getting to that. Start thinking about it out there, Boston.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerome is in Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, how are you guys? Listen, I got one thing. I want to make a quick point before I get to my football point. Oh. Rich Keefe, the truth will set you free.
Thank you.
If you can, when I get off the air, please tell Mr. Jones about the truth about the popcorn stand in Goffstown.
Oh.
About you used to take a date there.
What
okay?
are you talking about, Jerome?
Are you going to tell me there's no popcorn stand in Goffstown?
No, I'm not saying that there isn't a popcorn stand in Goffstown. I have no recollection of taking a date there.
Hang on. Now I need to ask a follow-up. So what?
Did he just put us on hold?
You on hold? You on hold?
Jerome! What's going on?
Did you date his daughter?
I don't think so.
Jerome?
Jerome, what are you talking about? Why'd you put us on hold?
What's going on
and
here?
And what are you talking about?
What was happening
about?
With the popcorn and Keith at the movie theater in Goffstown?
Classic popcorn trick. Oh, yeah, butter's on the bottom.
Wiggy was calling me. But listen, no, you never took a girl to the prom at the popcorn stand.
I didn't go to the Goffstown prom. I was at St. Paul's at that point. I didn't go to the prom at Goffstown.
I know all about St. Paul's and Hobart. Wiggy told me all about it.
What? What's going on here?
Jerome.
Which tour?
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The only ones to play to the high level on this station are myself, Rich Keith, and Wiggy. Am I correct?
Well, Andy Hart played college football.
Yep. Where should I know?
Not at any like Hobart or
no.
Or
oh, God,
Braintree
no.
Flag football.
No, not like Hobart or Braintree Flag football. That's where Jerome played.
Oh, he played Braintree Flag football.
Two-time MVP.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Jerome, I was unfamiliar with the resume. My apologies.
No, I don't know what you're talking about with the Goffstown stuff, but that's fine.
Well, the popcorn. I'll write you a letter and I'll explain it to you.
Please. Yeah. But, you can address that.
Pen to paper, please.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, here's my point.
Please.
They were handcuffing Drake May. You're going to think I'm crazy, but remember when Brady would do the quarterback sneak and he'd get through and he'd be bumping heads with Matt Light or one of the linemen? Why the hell couldn't they do that with Drake May last year? Drake May's probably a better runner than Brady ever thought about being.
Okay. I don't know.
Just
what's
happened.
Just,
it's the second time he's brought up that popcorn.
Literally,
thing,
gonna say the same
like,
thing.
Like,
what even just happened? His point was about Drake May running. That's where that landed.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, that's good.
That's my guy.
So he's a two-time Braintree.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. MVP. I played at a high level myself. Two mm-hmm. MVPs.
Nice. You know what? That call was. According to my my little folder here, 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Good. Well,
Braintree Flag Football League.
We're gonna wait Jerome's strongly worded letter with the accusation.
I mean, my popcorn. I don't know.
Keith, you're being wrongfully accused left and right. Well, actually, I don't even know the details of this story, so I shouldn't say wrong. Actually, I need to sit this one out.
True. Now you have representation. You
yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. I gotta talk to my guy.
Yeah.
Alan
double
Jackson.
Up on. Double up on. Can you get a good deal on that lawyer?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about with that.
Well.
You're going to tell me there's not a popcorn stand in Goffstown? I'm like, I'm not saying there isn't a popcorn stand. I don't know what he's referring to.
Well,
shout out to everybody, though, in the great town of Goffstown.
We'll wait for the letter.
Yeah.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Did Cam Newton really say he'd take an MVP over a Super Bowl? Our guy Cam? let's get to that next.